Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. So, part two of my response to Joy. No brains in head, now brains GPT. Okay, now the problem is the other channel, whatever, incorrect inception or something. Deleted his comments because it's chatbot crap, and this is a problem. So I haven't watched any of Joy's videos for like a year, maybe, because it did seem a bit rambly and blah blah blah. And so apparently this is something he's been doing, is chatting with anti-natalists. Yeah. And basically it's been like Photoshop against ChatGDP. So it's a troll doing Photoshop versus a chatbot trying to do whatever. Counter rhetorical mudslinging. Whatever you'd want to call that. I mean, that's the only, this chat stuff has some use in the sense of synthesizing human intelligence, has some value, but when all it's really used to do is create well-versed, kind of Shakespearean insults and ridicule, then it's sort of lost any use or purpose for anybody with a brain. All right, so apparently he's put his little insulting statements into the chatbot and said, well, write me a paragraph about how he's a duty head. Yeah, so that's what all this shit is. And it is. Just look at this. Miles of shit. Okay. So, explaining why we need to focus, on the causes of brains being created in the universe. Whatever that would be, all of the causes, the 600 bazillion million causes that were all part of the evolution to a point where it was within a cigar's amount of distance of a possibility to get there. And again, you could, the idea of creating a thinking machine is one thing. A feeling machine? Oh, come on. Anyway, so he starts, oh, Gary, so I should do something like, oh, Joy. It's almost endearing. Oh, it's so special, and it gives me such a good feeling to know that you have a little chatbot animal friend, to make your life struggle easier, a little assistant animal, whatever. I mean, this is, do we really have to go here? It's almost endearing how you think a flippant metaphor about penicillin and volcanoes. So he doesn't think it's a real argument to point out that the whole point of prevention is like a cure. It's like trying to establish some good thing, like eradicating smallpox. We're trying to eradicate torture. Not applicable somehow. And clearly me bringing up volcanoes was just for the point that there's lots of complex systems in the universe, and there's no chance they're going to produce intelligent life. It's just kind of ridiculous. No, it's very ridiculous. It's not kind of ridiculous. It's insanely ridiculous. All right. Can decimate a detailed... Hilarious. And nuanced argument. What was the nuance? You're basically just arguing that we must somehow get rid of all complexity in the universe because complexity might make something complicated, like a feeling thing. Yeah, okay. Shitty argument from my perspective, frankly. All right, let's see. Almost, whatever. Unfortunately for you, this isn't a playground debate where... hand-waving. So what hand-waving went on? There's a perfectly good subject called ethicism. You want to turn it into something else for some dopey reason that's beyond my comprehension. I'm supposed to say great. No, it's stupid, and I'm going to call it stupid because it's fucking stupid. The arguments were just fine. The whole argument is well focused and centered, and the only thing that's going to stop people from understanding is their fucking belligerent ignorance and nothing else. All right. Hand-waving and bad analogies count as intellectual points. Let's decimate. No, let's dismantle your fault. Let's say your, I guess that's failing attempt to dismantle piece by piece. Well, whatever. Okay, you accuse me of mushing the subject, yes, while utterly failing to engage with the actual points presented. So I don't know, what was the point presented? I don't know, that somehow I should be worried about things that can't feel, because the can't feel things somehow will make feeling things. First, there's just no evidence of it. Okay, and second, there's no evidence of it. Okay, the argument isn't about conflating sentient suffering with insentient systems. Well, I don't know how it could be anything else. It seems that's exactly what you were trying to do, is to tell me there's a real important subject here where we have to make sure we kill the half a snake or the quarter of a snake because it might make a whole snake. Okay, it's about acknowledging that systems enabling suffering. So how are they enabling suffering? It's just, that's the part that there's a complete disconnect. Because there's food for animals to eat does not mean the food made them feel. Okay, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Don't begin and end with sentience. Well, in my opinion, the whole subject begins and ends with anything that is a proximate cause of sentience, and the proximate cause is not a volcano. Pretending otherwise is not only reductive, well, of course reductive is perfectly sensible, but also dangerously short-sighted, says you. Okay, so fuck you. I mean, this is just retarded. It's just so fucking, I mean, this pure logic is just ridiculous. Your refusal to engage with the foundational systems, so what foundational systems are you talking about, that perpetuate suffering isn't a principled stand. So again, I have no refusal to engage. You have no qualification to even describe a foundational system that is in some way creating or causing suffering, because you're an ignorant shit. You don't understand the subject. It's intellectual cowardice masquerading as pragmatism. I didn't think I was very pragmatic. I thought I was pretty direct in saying, holy shit, why are you making this mess, you fucking loony? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? It's really fucking stupid. It's not a good plan. It wasn't broken. Why are you trying to fix it, you dumb fuck? Your penicillin analogy is laughably irrelevant. So prevention, penicillin, even though they both begin with P's, isn't that good enough? They both begin with P's. I mean, obviously, penicillin is a great preventer of suffering. I'm just making an analogy to anything else that would be likewise a great boom to eliminating suffering. Penicillin didn't cure volcanoes because it wasn't designed to. I didn't say it was going to cure volcanoes. My argument was is that you're arguing that because it doesn't, it's a failed attempt. We missed the target because the target didn't kill the volcano. But addressing the scaffolding of need, so again, you're going to keep using this word need for things that don't actually need anything, you know, by a rational definition, whether sentient or insentient. So again, I don't know why I would even bother interacting with people that think non-sentient misery. Yeah, misery is not felt. Need to be prevented. No, I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. All right. Isn't about tackling unrelated phenomenon. So the point you're arguing is that anything complicated creates a system that has a dependency. And all of that dependency creating means it's the same thing as a feeling thing. And so we either have to worry that it's going to turn into a feeling thing, or we have to worry that it's showing us exactly the same problem. There's a system that's vulnerable. Complicated things are vulnerable. You know, they're delicate. Okay. It's about dismantling the very conditions that allow suffering to proliferate. So what a pile of shit. So again, what very condition? What very condition are you talking about that proliferates suffering, that creates conscious sentient brains? What conditions do that exactly? Okay, your volcano in this case isn't an external unrelated problem. I think it is. It's the bedrock of the suffering. So a volcano is the bedrock. We all, you know, sentient intelligence was created by volcanoes. Oh, I didn't know that. Shit. You claim to want to eradicate. Yes, I claim to. Yeah, that's right. It's just a claim. You know, I've been making for 20 fucking years. I mean, this is so disgusting that these people would, you know, turn like this. I coined the phrase effulism. So why are you trying to steal it? Just make up your own silly fucking word for it, okay? You're good at this pronoun-y thing. Call yourself something else, you fucks. Jesus Christ. You're like someone refusing to drain the swamp while complaining about the mosquitoes. So somehow I just haven't really gotten to the big picture here where, again, you know, we have to get the surface of the earth up to 1,000, you know, 1,200 degrees or something. 600 won't be good enough. You know, in Mendham's red button isn't good enough. You know, in Mendham wants to make a gigantic, you know, like Empire State Building size nuclear bomb and basically split the earth in two. Somehow that's not good enough. What are you talking about, you fucking lunatics? Oh, god damn. I mean, it just sucks that this is like having your favorite pair of shoes bite you. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking creeps? Then there's your tired accusation. Oh, I've made so many tired accusations. That I'm making the end game look hopeless to cop out. So I've said it once, and it's a tired accusation already. I mean, this is the chat part, I guess. You know, this is just rhetoric. It throws things together. It's like a recipe, you know, and it looks up the recipe of you know, rhetorical jibber jabber. And, you know, it's like, two cups of flour and a quarter cup of sugar, and it just gets averages. You know, this much baking soda and that much baking powder. And so it's like making a cookie cake or something. Anyway, cop out of fighting for it. The first, let's be clear, pointing out the limitations of your worldview. Oh, amazing. So all of this is stuff they apparently thought while they were praising me. These weaselly, backstabbing piles of scum. You know, god damn. Fucking duplicitous shit. All right, isn't a cop-out. It's a responsibility. Okay, to be clear, pointing out the limitations of your worldview. So there's some, I have some kind of limitation because my heart doesn't bleed for fucking squirrel grass or something. Is there, I don't know, there is squirrel grass. Beets. I eat beets. And shit, the humanity. You know, let's all have a big cry for the beets I mushiated. This is just disgusting. If your strategy is flawed, it needs to be scrutinized. Well, it should be scrutinized whether it's flawed or not. So, fair enough. And your scrutiny is what? You're not draconian enough. We need 3 red buttons. Okay, second, your fixation on extinction as the only valid endgame. Holy shit, so he doesn't even think extinction is the perfect cure. So he had been an effluist all this time, and he really didn't think extinction was the game. Isn't that amazing? All right, extinction as the only end game reeks of desperation. So there's some other end game. I wonder what it is. Well, what's your end game? I'm gonna nail a sheep to the ground and then nail a lion just far enough where it can't eat it, so they look like they're lying down together, and that'll be my solution. I'll take a picture of it, you know, and then Photoshop it, and then send it to my friend, what was it, Joneser? what's that kook's name? What do I call him, Jesse James? What the fuck do I call that asshole? I forgot. Anyway, I can't, this is just so surreal. Ah, that's what it is. It's surreal. Oh, fuck. This is like one of those movies where the plot just goes all kinds of, just keeps turning 90 degrees sideways. All right, you reduce every conversation to your extinction mantra. I do? I have conversations about how we should, you know, maintain a civilization, even save the turtles, temporarily. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm all the time making points about how, you know, our civilization has failed to do justice, and it's failed to, you know, do anything to encourage people to be more honest and have something called integrity. But whatever. As if chanting it enough times makes it a coherent solution. So again, he doesn't think extinction is the solution. There's something wrong with that solution. That's the lesser solution. All right, it doesn't. Addressing the system that perpetuates suffering isn't a distraction. Well, it seems clear you're using it as a complete red herring, because you don't want extinction and you're trying to contrive a way to get out of it. Clearly, you don't like the extinction mantra. So what could this possibly be about except you trying to evade it? Okay, it's the very thing that makes your ultimate goal unachievable. It's the very thing that makes your ultimate goal achievable. So again, my ultimate goal is extinction. You're saying that's a silly solution. So you can't see the duplicity in your chat body here? It's chat body nonsense. Oh, I can't believe he posted this shit. And let's not forget your snide jab about my old screen name. Really, Gary. I put a little winky face after it. Winky wink. Yeah, because your old screen name sometimes was perfectly applicable. That's why I actually gave you the screen name, remember? I didn't know that was the truth, but you called yourself No Brains in Head because I had to say, what do you have, no brains in your fucking head? Because you said something ridiculous. All right, anyway, that's the best you've got. No, it's not the best I got. I just was saying, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm not going to write 15 miles of paragraphs worth of bullshit to this asshole. I made my point. You're ridiculous. Fuck you. You know, do whatever the fuck you're going to do, but don't do it anywhere near me, creepy. Okay, it's not an argument. It's a weak attempt to undermine credibility through petty insult. Yes, of course, but you know, compared to what you're trying to do, it's a minor offense. Ironically, it only underscores how shallow your engagement truly is. So that wasn't, it's one line. I mean, we want to go back and look at it. It's just one little sentence after my point that I'm not going to go out and exterminate volcanoes. It's just, you know, that's not how you cure the disease. If you think that's the way, then you might as well go back to the time when they were throwing virgins in volcanoes. You think that would work? All right. If you're so confident in your position, yes, why not tackle the substance of the argument? What is the substance of the argument? Please. I haven't been able to find anything coherent coming out of that babbly fucking, whatever his name is, Murky Perk. What the fuck is it? Hans Christian Andersen. what the hell's his name? Mahdi Hadi. Okay, I haven't seen anything that makes any goddamn sense to me, and all of this is essentially, apparently, has something to do with him. Because you can't think for yourself. You didn't come up with any of this, did you? Was this your idea? Yeah, let's fuck Effelism in the ass. I like doing that. Oh, I used to like doing that. That's right, you're a girl now. Girls don't do that. Why not tackle the substance of the argument instead of resorting to grade school taunts? Well, that's all this crap is, frankly. Yeah. But anyway, your entire rebuttal amounts to little more than deflection and bluster. So take that for what it is, right? What is that? I saw your comment. I'm completely perplexed by this change in your position. And I responded, yeah, okay. The refusal to engage, where was that? I didn't refuse to engage, okay. With the core premise. What is the core premise? I thought we had to just eliminate stuff that had a reasonable possibility of becoming sentient. I didn't know we had to exterminate the stuff that doesn't have a reasonable prospect of becoming sentient. All right. And that insentient systems of need. So again, you keep saying they're in need when it's just baby talk. They're lonely and afraid. No, they're not, liar. Jesus, it's just so such bullshit. Are the scaffolding upon which sentient suffering is built? It's just a lie. Sentient suffering is not built on pansies or daffodils. It's not. Okay, instead you throw out irrelevant metaphors, accuse me of bad faith. Well, apparently, what else can you call it? You're going to redesign, okay, a personal statement I made about being an Effelist, okay, and you're going to tell me what it is to be me. Fuck you. Yeah. And pat yourself on the back for avoiding the real issue, which doesn't exist. There is no real issue here except brains fart, and yours does it a lot. It's not just intellectually dishonest, it's pathologically transparent. No, it's patently transparent. Pathenthecally transparent. Well, fuck you. Oh, God, I just... You're just like, this is... It's just so fucking ironic. Who could see this kind of crap coming, right? You're just sitting here minding your own business. This is like getting hit in the head with, I don't know, a 1654 animatronic bird or something. I mean, you're just like, how the fuck did that happen? Here's the reality. Effelism 2.0 expands the conversation into absolute gibber jabber and mishmush and silly nonsense, which is the new liberal, frankly. In a way, you're clearly unwilling or able to grasp. Yes, I can't grasp it. Okay, yes, it's a little bit too, woo, that's pretty weird. I ain't grabbing one of those. Yeah, no, I don't want to grasp it. Yeah, I'm afraid to grasp it. Okay. You're so fixated on your extinction hammer. So again, he's basically saying extinction isn't the goal. And that somehow their theme that there's needs underlying the sentient organism that need attention somehow doesn't involve extinction. That somehow they're going to just make it all happy place. We'll make all... happy flowers that create happy brain. We'll make a brain out of flowers itself. Yeah, we'll rearrange all the flowers in such a way and then put little electrical wires between them and make a brain out of flowers. I don't know what the fuck. You just can't. So what is the extinction hammer, I wonder, in their philosophy? It's not the extinction cure. No, it's the extinction hammer. Yeah, that you see every problem as a nail, no matter how complex and nuanced. So, what is the complexity exactly? Again, I'm just not getting the complexity or nuance of the problem. Besides you just saying paramecium are worth worrying about, and they will someday have a brain, and they will someday feel. Okay, simplistic think talking points and congratulating yourself for it. Fine. So where is any of that evident? So just, more. I mean, these insults reveal something. You're just saying that these, just to anybody who's on the sidelines, just saying, what the fuck, like me. I mean, this is like a drunk, who tells you the truth. who they just lie through their regular life, and then when you get them good and drunk, they start telling you the truth. And so here we're getting little pieces of the truth here. So this faker was in some way defending the integrity of my arguments, defending my pursuit of this good purpose, and the whole time it was a big fucking lie. Yeah. Okay, but don't expect the rest of us. I don't expect anything from the rest of you fucking weasels, okay? I didn't expect anything from you yesterday. I haven't watched any of your videos for a fucking year. All right, so I don't expect anything from you, okay? And that's what I'm getting is the what I should have expected, which is a rock in my face, if anything at all, because that's all you've got, you ignorant, stupid turd. All right, to take us, let's see. But don't expect the rest of us. So I don't know who the rest of you is. All right. So I wouldn't mind you all outing yourself so I know who the fuck my enemies are. All right. To take you seriously when you refuse to step and address the arguments presented to you. So where's the refusal? I've only spent 2 hours now at least arguing. Well, an hour and a half. Well, if you count the other videos that are essentially arguing the same subject, it's 4 hours at least. So Gary, so Joey, fuck you. Maybe it's time to put the smug condensation. Wow. This asshole's talking about smug condensation aside and actually engage with the ideas on the table. What idea again? I can't find the fucking idea. All right. Or don't. Yes, I don't think I will because I can't find it. The idea is so minuscule, small, irrelevant. It's not worth the effort to go looking for it. It's so fucking small. Just keep swinging your hammer. Yes, I'll do that. At the imaginary nails of your own making. So I now am created this false problem of sentient life on planet Earth, and I'm just pointlessly trying to do something about it. In an irrelevant way, says this piece of fucking garbage. Okay, either way, the rest of us, who are the rest of you again? Who? What is this little cabal of banana peel throwers? Okay, anyway, either way, the rest of us will keep doing the hard work, yeah, fuck you, of thinking critically. And you're doing that in a completely ignorant vacuum. I mean, you're just too goddamn fucking stupid. You don't understand how any of these mechanical systems work. And you're just making completely bizarre assertions that you know what can evolve into what, and you don't have the education to do that. Play too many video games, shit for brain. And addressing suffering at its, well, too much pot, maybe, a little pothead. He is a little bit of a pothead. Okay, suffering at its roots. Oh, amazing. So again, the roots of suffering are dandelions. All right, while you spin your wheels in a puddle of your own stubbornness. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, God, I can't. It's disgusting, humans. Can't say I'm not quite disappointed. So this was my response that was also deleted. with the rest of the crap. Can't say I'm not quite disappointed with this bizarre turn of events. But this is the reason I've never been much for communities or big tents, as they just provide opportunity for friendly fire assassinations. Assassination. So I think that's a great line there, dissecting it pretty well. I mean, this is not the first fucking time, okay, that these people have gotten, all this wishy-washy thinkers. I've been the same person the whole, whatever it is, 25 years I've been on the internet fighting these causes. There's only like two sentences I ever uttered that I'd like to take back. All right. Good luck with your insipid logic. But I can't imagine the wooey tune silly enough to fall for it. So go ahead, sell this bullshit, all right? And let's just see who falls for it. I mean, what kind of asshole is going to think, yeah, that's a really good point that, you know, yeah, life poofs, you know, as soon as you have, like, salt water, it's, oh, yep, you're in big trouble. Okay, so whatever, it's just too fucking stupid. God, I just hate this planet. Hate it. Scummy shit humans. Ah, song is playing in my head. It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Yeah. Being on the internet, oh, it's gonna hurt so much. But what are you gonna do? You have to use the medium as provided, and it sucks in all kinds of ways that are, you know, all the commercialism, all of the shenanigans with YouTube and the destruction of any free speech. And then you have all these pathetic trolls. And then, on top of that, you know, the people who you thought were sincere, you find out, no, they're just looking for somebody, you know, to pay them enough money to, you know, poke holes in your condom. You know, whatever. All right, so enough of this. Another tragic episode in being in Mendham. Yeah, I'll make that movie someday. Fuck. So, till the next time and such. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. Oh, it's so painful. The pain. So the guy, guy who made the video, yeah, we'll say that. Maybe I'll do that. Okay, let me get that video. He just made a nice statement about, you know, how people using chatbots to construct their and make more elegant their commenting is just as bad as the whole Photoshop problem. It's just another, they're just weaponizing technology and using it in this, you know, to cheat. Yeah, and that's all it is. That's all you can call this crap is cheating. All right, so maybe I won't bother with the reference to the video. So, I can at least get the channel name right. Involuntary Inception. There. All right. So, I guess I'm leaving now. So, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Wow. Yeah, sorry. I'll just do this after I get out of the video. I'll just do this. Huh? What the hell's going on? Things just can't get this fucked up. It's too fucked up. It's too silly. Too stupid. I can't believe it. I'm probably going to wake up.